Well, the Calgary Stampeders held their final practice before heading out to Ottawa for their rematch against the Red Blacks on Thursday. After a beautiful week weather-wise, Wednesday had rain as well as thunder and lightning, leading head coach Dickinson to call practice early.
Yeah, we got, the forces that be decided to call the practice for us, but tried to get as much as we could done there. We've had a little bit of extra time, so I still feel like our guys should be prepared and we'll be ready to play.
Now, the players have looked fresh at practice coming off of the bye, and they've had a full week to prepare for the Red Blacks. When these two clubs met in week three, the Stampeders only had one full practice to prepare because their game with the Argonauts had only been 5 days prior. Sounds like the Stampeders' depth chart will look different than it did 2 weeks ago.
So then we had another couple issues today at some other spots, so we're still, it's probably the most flux we've had at our roster. We're going to have to go have a powwow here and see who's the healthier bodies and if we're doing those guys justice to let them play. So certainly going to have some different bodies out there.
Speculating on some of the injuries, it doesn't sound like Tunde Adeleke will be ready. He ran into one of the advertisements ahead of the Week 3 game and missed it due to what is believed to be a quad injury, meaning Adam Berger will get the second straight start at safety against the team he played with last year. Cordero Law looks to return on the defensive line. Folarin Orimolade might come off the roster as a result, although he did play very well in limited time during the Week 3 game. On the offensive line, Spencer Wilson was limited in practice, but Dave Dickinson believes he'll be good to go on Thursday, and he's a key cog on that offensive line that has kept Bo upright for the majority of the season thus far. Marcin Michel is healthy, but the receiver might not be able to get into the lineup.
Marcin's available. We're trying to figure that out because of our ratios and all that, but he's available. He looked pretty good in practice, and it's exciting to get him back on the field. Now, can we fit him in ratio-wise?
Marcin brings a great attitude to the team, always full of energy, and on the field, he blows the top off of defenses with explosive speed, which opens up space for the rest of the receiving group. I believe that the head coach and his team will do everything that they can to get Michelle into the contest. I got a chance to catch up with the 25-year-old receiver at Tuesday's practice.
Facing the Red Blacks this week, you've been out for a little bit with the ankle injury. How's the ankle feeling? We'll start there.
Oh, it's feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go. I mean, I've been getting a lot of great treatment, you know, with the guys in the training room. They've been getting me right, so I'm ready to go.
What can you say about this receiving core? I haven't had a chance to ask you about it, but it seems like you guys are always having a blast out there, and not only that, but it's super talented as well.
Yeah, man, we got a lot of great guys in our room. You know, we always talk about it as a receiving group that week in and week out, we make it tough on the coaches to decide who to put on the field. But the only plus about that is that they can never be wrong because we got a boatload of playmakers in that room. It's exciting to watch every guy in that room play. And, you know, as far as us having fun, man, you gotta come with the game. You got to come at the game in a uplifting way. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we can't look at it as work. We look at it as something we've been doing since we were kids. Go out there and have fun with it because, you know, if it's something that you say you truly love, you got to have fun with it.
Yeah, playing with passion probably helps play better, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. It helps you to relax and not get too tense in certain situations because, you know, as a competitor, sometimes you get nervous, you get anxious. So I feel like sometimes, you know, going out there and having fun kind of helps with the anxiety.
How's Bo Levi Mitchell been this year?
Oh, he's been amazing, man. Putting the ball in great places, allowing us to make plays in the open field, and you know, always making sure that we stay focused on what our assignments are. And to have him at quarterback, whenever you're uncertain about certain assignments, like at 19, he's going to tell you what you got.
Now, what's some of the challenges for you as a receiver facing the Red Blacks?
Oh, it's definitely they have great DBs, man. They have guys with great speed, great intangibles, great ability. So, you know, it's one of those things you got to stay focused, make sure you run sharp routes, make sure you look the ball all the way in, and you always, you know what I'm saying, you got to go out there with your A game every time you play against those guys.
How can you work on your poise during the game? Because obviously too many penalty yards in the win against Ottawa last week.
Yeah, it's one of those things you just got to work on in the practice. I mean, Coach talked to us this week about the penalties. It's all about staying focused and like I said, getting rid of the nerves, getting rid of the anxiety, and just, you know, relaxing, going out there and playing our game.
That was receiver Marcin Michel as he prepares to get back into game action after dealing with an ankle injury. The Stampeders will hold a walkthrough in Ottawa Wednesday afternoon before they face the Red Blacks on Thursday night football, kickoff set for 5:30. With your afternoon Stamps report, I'm Matt Rose.